Joined now by yesterday's starting pitcher, Tanner Franklin, here on the pregame show. And what a start to the year for you. 9 strikeouts, 3 2/3 innings. It's the only time on record that a Chief has struck out 9 or more batters in fewer than 4 innings. What was clicking?
Really, everything was clicking. I went out there with the mentality of I'm just going to throw my best stuff in the zone and compete, and it went in my favor. So
that was your 4th pro start. You only started 4 games in college. What has that process been like for you?
It's been a long process. It's something I've always known I've been capable of. But in college, there's different situations, and I was needed in another role. But now in pro ball, they're giving me the opportunity to start, and we'll take it and run with it.
Was that something that you expected to happen once you got into the pros?
I was really hoping for it, and I was trying to communicate clearly with teams that this is what I know I'm capable of, and was grateful that the Cardinals saw that in me and took a chance on me, and here we are.
Kind of walk us through the different mentality that's required pitching out of the bullpen versus starting.
Pitching out of the bullpen, it's more of high pressure situations, coming in with runners on, sometimes bases loaded, no outs, and you got to go in there and you have to be the guy to get the job done. But as a starter, you kind of control the game at your own pace, and that's what I like. You can go out and you just have a lot of different looks. You can kind of have more fun with it. Yeah. And just go out there and make it your game.
Have fun with it. That's something I think you hear from a lot of like high performers, is when they're in flow, so to speak, they're having fun with it. I think you were having a little bit of fun yesterday. What's going through your head when things are flowing for you?
Really nothing. I'm kind of just having conversations with myself, trying to keep the guys on defense up. Just kind of out there just thinking through my process and thoughts of attack. And that's just kind of what I'm doing, just trying to make it as fun as possible.
Jumping into your background a little bit, when was the moment when you realized, hey, I might be able to play pro baseball or be pretty good at this?
I would say after my junior year of high school. My junior high school was probably the worst year of baseball I've ever had in my life. And I told myself I'm going to give myself the summer, and if I don't get any better, I won't plan on playing college ball. And I ended up getting pretty good. So it was then and there when I started having success my senior year. And I was like, okay, if I stick with this, like, I think it's going to work out good for me. So
you're from East Tennessee, Jefferson City, right? Mm-hmm. What was that like?
A very small town. Everybody kind of knows everybody. And, I mean, you're really close with the whole county. Everyone knows who your parents are. everyone supports everybody through sports and academics and everything. Like, it's just kind of typical small town. Yeah. So,
how do you think that benefits you, you know, being a good teammate? You know, obviously in college you got a ton of guys on the roster, and obviously here in the pros you got 30 guys that you're with all year.
It's just being respectful, just knowing that people go through different things at different times, and you got to be aware of that. And people respond differently to different criticisms and different motivations and everything, and you just kind of got to figure that out. Yeah. And my role, I just try to take on the positive. I just try to be the positive guy out there, because in this game, like, it can get you down. Yeah. And if you've got that guy that's positive all the time, maybe it doesn't do a lot, but it'll do something. Yeah. So that's kind of my mindset.
Love that. So East Tennessee, kind of baseball no man's land. Who'd you grow up rooting for?
I grew up rooting for Tennessee for college ball, and then pro ball. Closest team was the Braves. That was just kind of a team that you could drive a couple hours and go watch. That was kind of what I did growing up. So
what was that like getting to suit up for Tennessee in your last year?
It was everything I dreamed of. My family had season tickets my entire life to every sport. So I never missed a football game, went to as many baseball games as I could, basketball. So being able to go and put on that jersey and represent my state, and especially, I mean, to me, my friends, my family, my teachers, church, growing up, everybody's a Tennessee fan. So being able to put that on and show an example of Christ living through me and all the people that have supported me really means a lot to me.
And of course, you were coached by Tony Vitello, now big league manager. Did you expect that jump out of him?
I think he's capable of it. I think he's capable of having success really in anything he does. That's just kind of the type of guy he is. He adapts very well to any situation. I didn't expect it, but when I started hearing rumors, I was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like, I think he could do this. Yeah. And I think he's going to do a great job at it.
Yeah, I think ultimately guys like playing for guys that like winning. And he's a winner.
he does not take losing well. That guy will do anything possible to win. And respect him for it. Yeah. So,
well, Tanner, appreciate the time. Great getting to know you a little bit more. And congrats on the great start yesterday.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.